This next story is for listener Ross Barentine Truluck of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He complains we haven't been featuring enough classical music on the program. So, Ross, this one's for you. This is, of course, a majestic new composition by Emily Howell. Her modern masterpieces make her among the most technically unique composers in America. Her new album is coming out early next year, and we're giving you an exclusive listen before its release. The music of Emily Howell. You haven't heard of Emily Howell? You haven't? Not to worry, Emily's not actually real, at least in the human sense of the word. This is music created by a computer program called, well, Emily Howell. David Cope, a music professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, is the brains behind Emily Howell. Professor Cope, welcome to the show.
Ah, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
What exactly is Emily Howell, and how does she, work?
Well, that could be a very long answer, but simply put, it's a computer program I've written in the computer programming language Lisp, and it is a program which accepts both ASCII input, that is letters from the computer keyboard, as well as musical input, and responds to me in a collaborative way as we compose together.
We should remind people who just joined us that Emily Howell is a computer program. It is not a she, it is not a he, but you've given her this beautiful name, Emily Howell. How did you come up with that name?
The first name is a variation of a former program I spent 22 years writing called EMI, or Emmy. And the second name, Howell, is my middle name and my father's first name. And so that's its origination.
So she was like your virtual wife.
Well, my wife, my real-life wife, wouldn't necessarily agree, but at the same time, she might, because I spend, sometimes she would say, a lot more time with Emily Howell than I do with her.
So how does it work, Professor Cope? How do you actually get this computer program to make this kind of music?
Well, it's actually relatively simple, at least in concept, and that is that all of my programs are called data-driven, or they work on data. Emmy, the precursor to Emily Howell, took databases of composers, most of them dead classical composers, analyzed the data, and then attempted to compose new music in the style of whatever composer was in the database, but not actually reproducing any of those actual pieces. I decided to use those pieces as the data sort of base for Emily Howell. So she's a sort of second generation program.
Let's listen to another of Emily Howell's compositions. How would you describe what her music sounds like?
The first piece you played was sort of quasi-tonal, and that's a very early work of hers, built on databases that we sort of agreed upon, she and I. This is from Opus 3. It is her sort of growing into the modern music scene by, you know, me sort of coercing her to do something a little bit more challenging for the ear. So it's a bit more dissonant than one would ordinarily find, but I think it's rhythmically exciting and interesting, and it sort of pushes forward in a sort of dramatic way.
David Cope, if you were a classical music reviewer and you heard this music and you had to write about it, how would you describe it?
If I were reviewing the last one, for example, I would say that it was full of drama. The movements were about the proper length. They were impossible to play by human beings. Those were three disc claviers, computer-controlled, playing the music. And it's so difficult that no human beings, no matter how many you've got playing pianos, could possibly do it.
Professor Cope, the works you created with a previous program you wrote, Emmy, stirred up some controversy in the music world. Critics were saying that program, in some way, was a threat to the sort of the innate, you know, human spirit of creating music.
You know, as far as I can see, you know, computers have yet to prove in any way that they are capable of anything but following our instructions. So therefore, as far as I'm concerned, both Emmy and Emily Howell are simply software programs following their instructions.
Do you think that some musicians and composers might justifiably feel a little bit threatened by what you've produced?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I would hope so. I think, I don't know about threats, but I think challenges and the manner in which we ask questions about what we do and where it comes from is what life is all about. Because I think this kind of thing is more than healthy. It's necessary for us to grow and develop as human beings.
David Cope is a music professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and the man who created the computer program called Emily Howell. He joined us from member station KUSP in Santa Cruz. Professor Cope, thanks so much.
It is indeed my pleasure.
We asked David Cope if Emily Howell could come up with a variation of the All Things Considered theme, and this is what she delivered. And we'll end today's show with another piece composed by Emily Howell with a little help from David Cope. Our program was directed by Phil Harrell and produced by Kate Davidson, Petra Mayer, Alice Winkler, Kenya Young, Travis Larchuk, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Matt Sennenwald. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, assisted today by Paris Morgan, Mark Greenhouse, Cal Southworth, and Kurt Stalnicker. Melissa Goh is our web producer, Key Molesky, our reference librarian. Rick Holter is our senior editor, and the senior producer is Matt Martinez. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great week.